5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Make your comeback personal. What's done is done, and it's time to focus on what's ahead of you and not behind you. Take the time you need to heal yourself and your heart, and let the universe do its thing. Don't allow what's in the past to affect your future and everything it could be. Nobody ever made progress by standing still at a green light. This is your reminder to get up and go.
The clock is ticking. And every breath is another second gone. And no matter what you do, and no matter how bad you want, you will not get one more minute or even one more second. So do not waste your time. And instead, get up. Get out. And get after it.
I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but I don't care because somebody does. I am grateful that you're still here. Happy fucking New Year, bro. 2025 presented the biggest, toughest, hardest battles you've ever been through, and yet you're still standing. But I need you to promise me one thing. You never change what's in here. You were built for this, bro. There's gonna be many more obstacles that come your way, but I promise you, if there's anybody that can beat them, it's not him, it's not him, it's not him, it's not him. It's always been you.
But what I will say is, all of our favorite movies or stories, if you really study them, the reason why they're probably your favorite story is because they have moments that dip down and then come up. And so don't ever think of your life currently as a... Or don't think that whatever you're going through right now in this sec, I just want you to understand that, you know, all of our lives are simply just a script. You're writing it every day. And so whatever the plot is, sometimes the plot is painful. Sometimes the plot is long, drawn out. I pray that you all have an incredible ending to whatever movie you're making.
Time, bro. Time is the most viable currency ever, because it doesn't come back. No, you're making a choice. The choice that you're making is, I'm going to spend my time getting better, or I'm going to spend my time wasting my time.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I felt I was never enough. There was always something that additionally needed to be done.
On Earth is a very lonely journey.
And so in the early days, like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you, and then you're like, fuck, it's me again.
You've made a commitment to pursuing a better life for yourself, to pursuing your dreams and ambitions. And unfortunately, just so happens that when you do that, things can get pretty lonely.
The discomfort is necessary for growth. Being tired, pushing yourself, working out when you don't want to, pushing yourself to the point where your body has to adapt and grow and become stronger. Through doing that, you will actually feel better.
You have to sacrifice everything in order to achieve your goal. Everything. You have to be sacrifice your family, your dignity, everything, because just to accomplish the goal. You have to be able to disregard your happiness, because our happiness is the form of our ego as well. And it's all about disintegrating the ego and being this objective individual. You know, the ego gives it purpose, so you have to have a purpose without a feeling, which I just know how to do. I can't even explain it.
Everything that hurts you, find a way to overcome it.
What you made look easy was harder than they'll ever know. They will see your progress. They will see your success. They will not see your suffering. They will not see your pain. What looks easy was harder than they'll ever know. It took your everything, and you were willing to give it all. Knowing this is your fuel. Knowing this is your eventual fulfillment. Never surrender. Keep fighting.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends. But they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends. And they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
I became obsessed with the power of the mind. And I got into a deep, like really deep, just meditation, visualization, and just realizing how powerful our minds actually are, like how we really do paint our world with our thoughts and our level of self-belief.
The only version of acceptance that I have is that I accept that the version of myself that I want to be is so far from who I am, that I have this massive discrepancy that I have to overcome. And then just breaking that down one step at a time and thinking, I don't deserve to be that man, but I can still do the things that can create it. And that also means that I have to go through the circumstances that would create that man, which means that if I have unbelievable big dreams and big goals, then I have to go through hard times. It's like hate. The hard times are a requisite for success. And so if you're going through hard times right now, it means that you're on the path to success. And it's not that you're on the wrong path. It's the feeling of being on the right path.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. That is the equation. That is the price. There where doubt doesn't get a seat and comfort doesn't have a voice. For something to change, something else has to change. Nothing new will come from the same you. So do what you've never done and find out who you were meant to become.
Winning is for the obsessed. You must be obsessed if you want to win.
You must be obsessed with the goal, the journey, the outcome, the experience, the rejections, the resilience, the grit. And throughout that journey, as you hit these micro wins, celebrate them and then lock back in.
You know, yeah, most of the process is hard.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
You have to bear struggle, and most days you don't feel like doing the things that you need to be doing in order to get to where you want to go. So it's a grind for sure, but you have these moments, you find these moments within that process that make you realize that it's all worth it. You have a breakthrough, an opportunity lands in your lap, you meet someone, whatever it may be, there's that thing that just keeps you going. And you stand on that hilltop and you look back at how far you've come. And those are the moments that make it worth it. Hang in there long enough to have those. Give yourself a chance.
Why do you expect your dreams to materialize in 3 months? It took Leonardo da Vinci 30 years of painting before he created the Mona Lisa. Doctors spend 12 years in training before they can heal independently. Lawyers dedicate 8 years to understanding justice, yet you're ready to abandon your dream in just 90 days? The masters weren't just born masters. They were forged by showing up for thousands of hours long after their motivation had abandoned them. Your business, your art, your craft is not meant to bloom overnight. It's meant to be cultivated. What if Da Vinci stopped a year two? What masterpieces would the world have lost? What if you stopped now? What version of yourself will never exist? The difference between those who succeed and those who don't is not talent. It's simply who stayed in the room longer. Keep going. Not because success is guaranteed, but because quitting guarantees failure. The clock is ticking either way. You might as well spend it becoming extraordinary.
But sometimes the reason that you're suffering is because you just won't let go of the thing that's biting you. That's not such a good idea. The funny thing, too, often when people let something like that go, it goes away, sorts itself out, and then comes back. So they don't even end up losing it. But unless they're willing to let it go, to sacrifice it, they make no headway whatsoever. And so one of the rules is, if people are impeding your development, you sacrifice your relationship with them.
If you are in a terrible place right now, if your life sucks right now, and you're waiting around for things to get better, that's not what you should be doing. That's not how it works. You need to take action. You need to control what you could control, which is your food, what you put in your mind, how you move your body, how much water you drink, who you associate with, the things that are in your control. You need to execute on those in a positive manner. And then continue to do that even when things get good.
Suffering is a test. That's all it is. Suffering is the true test of life. In times of suffering, what we do is we forget how hard we really are. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself. But you've got to go inside yourself to find it. But if you're not looking for it, you won't find it. It's a reminder of who you truly are at the core of yourself. If you don't know that, you will live the rest of your life searching. Always asking the question, why? all these insecure people putting their insecurities on you, you gotta flush it out. You gotta take everything and throw it away. I use the hurt you're trying to put on me. I flip it upside down and use it. I'm using it for strength. I just flip negative into positive. That's all it is.
You are your greatest investment. You are the greatest investment that you'll make. You can invest in crypto and real estate and all these other things, but the single most important investment in life is you. You are the greatest investment. You're the one that creates the return. You're the one that builds everything that is your world. You should be investing in you more than anything else. Your mind, your body, your spirituality. You should be investing in you above everything and anything else. You are your greatest investment.
High performers hold themselves to a higher standard than the one that they are given. That's the separator between great people and average people. That's the separator between earning a living and becoming wealthy. That's the separator between nobody knowing who you are and every single motherfucker on the planet knowing who you are. You will never become great doing what's expected of you. You will only become great by holding yourself to a much higher standard than that. And that's going to come with criticism. Hey, man, you know, why you work so hard? Hey, you know, you don't have to do that. You need to take a break. Yeah, motherfucker, if I want to be like you, that's what I need to do.
Life is not going to get easier. It's just that your mind and your body become more resistant, more strong. Same situation, more relaxed. Why? Because you finally start to find a solution that is within your reach, within your hands.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Anything can be learned. I can start playing golf like Tiger Woods. The only thing that separates me to Tiger Woods is desire and repetition.
Look me in the eye. It's okay if you're scared. So am I. But we're scared for different reasons. I'm scared of what I won't become. Are you scared of what I could become?
Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone.
Over and over and over. So when you bugger off to the pub, or you sit and watch your favorite TV program, and I study charts, I go over the trading day. Just like Tiger Woods, he created a new wave of sincerity about golf. When everyone else hit the clubhouse, he went and worked out. And there's no shortcuts. You can't buy a book, you can't attend a course, you can't listen to anyone. You see, you can't be taught anything. I cannot teach you anything. You have to decide to teach yourself. I can guide you, but ultimately you, in any endeavor in life, you have to want it yourself. And that's what separates 99% from the 1%, the ones that truly dream and dare and go for their goals and their vision.
I won't let myself end where I started. I won't let myself finish where I began. I know what is within me, even if you can't see it yet.
Look me in the eyes.
I have something more important than courage. I have patience. I will become what I know I am.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
I ran today, I went to the gym today, I did this and this today, I studied today. I had about 8 hours off. And those 8 hours are glorious to me. And every day you go back out and you start earning that. And every day you wake up, it sucks. And when it's over, you feel better. It sucks, you feel better. And as you get going, as every step you take in that journey, as you're like, but every step I take, I'm like, all right, well, you're beating the demon again.
Two key words, delayed gratification. I want to be huge. I want to be big. I want to look dice for any endeavor at all. You got to be kind of content with doing the exact same thing, basically, day after day after day, and making reasonable progress. The more impatient somebody is, this isn't rocket science, the less likely it is that they're going to stick to something for a long time. And like 99% of any cool shit that anybody does ever usually takes a lot of preparation and practice and just repetitive action to get good at.
I don't know what to do, so what should I do? Well, nothing. I'll wait around until I figure out what to do. Slayer, no. You should put together a bad plan, and you should implement it, because even if you fail in the implementation, you'll gather information,
yes,
and you can rectify the plan. Staying in that malaise until you know what to do makes you get older and more miserable, and you gather no information along the way. A bad plan is a good idea.
Yes, it's going to take years. Yes, it's going to be really hard. But what the were you planning on doing instead? Because here's the thing, you already know it's going to take years. You already know it's going to be hard, uncomfortable, and slow. That's not the problem. The problem is that deep down, part of you is still hoping there's a shortcut. But there isn't. There is just the work, the repetition, the silence, the part where no one claps and nothing happens for a while. And the truth is, most people can't handle that part. So they quit, or they stall, or they start over again. And again, just to avoid sitting in it, the time is going to pass either way. So what were you planning on doing instead? Scroll? Tweak the plan for the 15th time? Keep talking about your potential without actually doing anything with it? This is the trade. You either suffer now through the process or suffer later with regret. That's it. Those are your options. One hurts, the other haunts. So no, it won't be fast. And no, it won't be easy, but it will be worth it if you're willing to pay for it in advance.
All those failures? They were great for me to examine where I was been up at along the way. Self-talk without real work is just a lie. If you didn't study for your big exam and you go into it saying, I'm going to pass it,
yep.
No, you're not. So my self-talk is me reminiscing back on the struggle to get to this moment. So basically, you have to put yourself in the moment a million times.
Here's how to achieve anything you want in life. A clear vision, daily learning, daily building, persistence, and iteration. Those need to be the highest priority in your life. But most people don't know what they want because they haven't reflected on what they don't want for multiple years. And most people don't learn because true learning is very painful. It's not about memorization or grades. Most people don't build. They dabble. They try things over and over again only to get that small spurt of dopamine when they make initial progress, but when that flatlines, they quit. And last, most people don't improve when they fail. They get discouraged and lose the internal mental battle between their lower self and their higher self. Don't be most people.
Do you run away from something? Do you run towards something? Failure is a compelling protagonist towards achieving your goals. So use failure. Be scared, be very scared of failure, and you will succeed. The most successful minds in the world, they are profoundly scared of going bust, and they work double hard. If there is no magic pill, the only way you do that is through sheer grit and determination.
If there's one message I want you to walk away with today, it's this. Your purpose does not have to be your job. Your purpose does not have to be big. Your purpose does not have to make you money. Your purpose does not have to make you famous. Your purpose can be something you do on the weekends. Your purpose can be something you do in the evenings. Your purpose is something no one can take away from you. So find something you care about. Find something that breaks your heart open a little. And then get involved. You don't need $1 million. You don't need a title. Use your passion in the service of others, and it will become your purpose.
The most important conversation you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, eventually you'll act on it.
You can't do nothing. Sitting around and thinking about what you want to do is not going to get anything done. Despite the fact you don't have this big mission that you want to pursue, that doesn't mean there's not things that you need to get good at. We need to be preparing for when that opportunity arises. We need to be preparing and positioning ourselves for when the mission shows up. You don't get to choose when that inspiration shows up, when that idea shows up, when that problem that inspires you to create a solution shows up. You don't get to choose any of that. But what you can choose is how prepared you are and the skill set that you have to be able to climb that mountain.
Life is continued work. It's constant learning. We should constantly be working, maybe not physically working, but we could be spiritually, emotionally working toward bettering ourselves and bettering the lives of others around us. So I get really afraid of those little comfort, those things that make us feel like, we did something great, because I've done nothing. I've done nothing.
Me and other me holding the whip behind me to see how much I can take. But with each lash of the whip that I take, learning that I can take it, as long as you keep going, you bear witness to yourself of what you are capable of. And I find that incredibly satisfying in the trenches of misery when you have to go through it.
But everything is your fault. Everything is your fault comes back to like you are the CEO of your life. If a business succeeds, whose fault is it? The person who orchestrated, I was like, the CEO. He said, if a business fails, whose fault is it? And it's the CEO. He said, Rob, if you get to the end of your life and it's not what you wanted it to be, and you didn't create the life that you wanted to, make the money that you wanted to, have the success, the love, the happiness, travel the places that you wanted to, whose fault would it be? And I said, it'd be my fault. And he said, if you did create the life that you wanted to, you had the love, the happiness, the abundance, everything that you wanted, whose fault would that be? And I said, it'd be my fault. And he said, the problem with you is you're treating this life as if you're the victim. And what you need to realize is that everything that happens to you is your fault, and that your life won't change until you decide that you want to be the CEO of your life.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
First step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. Very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period. I mean, there are no manuals, no shortcuts, no secrets. You write your own manual, you develop your own shortcuts, you find your own secrets. You go where you're drawn to go, and you learn by doing the work. I mean, if you're scared, if it all seems like too daunting, if the machinery of it all seems too big and scary and overwhelming, it's great. You wake up in the morning and you do it anyway.
Don't get better automatically. You only get better because you intentionally make a decision to get better. You have to go from being a person of good intentions to a person of good actions. That's the great separator.
The most important key to achieving great success is to decide upon your goal and then launch. Get started. Take action. Do something. Move. The act of taking the first step is what separates the losers from the winners, or the winners from the losers.
There are times in life when you're going through a hard time and you think you're going through a test. That's not a test. The test is, how do you go through the hard time? And if it's a test that you are designed to fail, how do you handle that failure?
Your story is going to be the greatest story that's ever been told. I'm so glad that you got overweight. I'm so glad that your mindset's all over the place. I'm so glad you haven't been treating the people that you love the greatest. I'm so glad you haven't been working your ass off. I'm glad you haven't changed people's lives or make enough impact yet. I'm glad you got comfortable or complacent, because when you change, the story is going to be that great.
The understanding that winners write history, which means that no matter how difficult whatever the season that you're going through is, just win. Like, keep going until you win. And then once you win, you can rewrite whatever history you want. And that has gotten me through those harder periods, because I just knew that I needed to get through to the other side.
You really want something?
You're gonna find a way, ultimately. And it might not be today or next year, or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things. When you don't want something as much as you think you do,
of course, bro. Just like you said, don't nobody want to live a hard life. We all want to make life easy for ourselves, for our families, for our mothers. Boom, boom. That's amazing. And the thought of that is amazing.
It's, sometimes your desire might not be enough fuel.
You got to have a strong desire. And when you have a strong desire, that outweighs all other shit.
You are going to die one day, and every single person whose opinion you're afraid of is also going to die one day. And in 300 years, it's probably not going to matter to people whether you did the thing you said you were going to do, or you let people's opinion beat you into submission. And I got news for you. Whether you do it or not, people are going to say, they're either going to make fun of you for trying, or they're going to say that you had so much potential and you just didn't try in life or whatever. No matter which direction you go in, it's going to come with some bullshit. You can put up with people's opinions and people's comments and actually do the thing you want to do, or you can put up with people's opinions and people's comments and die with regret. What you choose to do with your life, as long as it doesn't harm anyone else, isn't that important to people. Most people are just focused on their own shit, doing their own thing, worried about their own life. So fuck it.
There is no guarantees. Even if you work hard, there's no guarantee it's gonna work out. I do believe hard work pays off, but no one tells you when. And that's the test. Can you maintain your patience when you don't know when the end is coming? You don't know when it's gonna pay off. You just believe in yourself, regardless of who believes in you.
Take ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
If it seems impossible,
It's even better. You do it anyway. And as you go, like I said, remember that amidst all that machinery, you're the one who's going to make the picture. You and the spark. In the end, they're one and the same. Guard that, because it's precious. Now it's time to get to work.
Maybe this chapter of your life is meant for you to do it alone. Maybe this is the time for you to practice independency, to do the things you've always known, but kept putting off for some reason. Maybe this phase is for you to be a little bored and lonely, because it might be what you need as you're putting the pieces back together. It might not be fun, but it's necessary, because in order to evolve into the next version of yourself, you need to find out who you truly are.
Everything you do, every choice you make, move you in the direction of what you say your vision is. And when you do that, the forces of life rise up to meet you. The reason why most people have such chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their head. And as soon as you get clear, it clears up.
You may be, your dog is out. Know that night don't last forever. There's a morning coming in your life. Stay down till you come up.
There's a quote from Viktor Frankl that says, when a man can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure.
What is your definition of all in? Everyone likes to talk about early mornings, late nights, hard work. That's not all in. Everybody in this room is a hard worker. Everybody in this room is talented. Talent is a gift, it's not a promise. Everybody in here is putting in long hours. It's the other things that you do beyond all in.
If you want your day to feel easy, do the most difficult thing that you least want to do first.
If you just do the things you do not want to do, you will have everything you have ever wanted.
I need you to go to the next level. I need you to elevate. I need you to dominate. I need you to win. I need you to be that woman, to be that man. I need you to be him. I need you to be her. I need you to be that. And you know why you do that? Because you got to lead.
If you do not have the ability to resist, to manage, to overcome doubts, to overcome worries, to overcome concerns and whatever circumstance that prevents you from succeeding. This is not the year to talk about your problems. This is the year to solve your problems.
Decide who you want to become. You know, you can't drift into a new life. You can't back into it. You need to design your new life. Envision a version of yourself that you respect, that you really want to become, and be specific. Build a life that a man or a woman would really want to live.
You have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional addictions in your body. And your body has to respond to a new mind. So then you make a choice, and that choice becomes an experience that you never forget, and the hair on the back of your neck stands up. Your body is responding to a new mind, but you can't do it being your normal self. It requires a level of energy that is the epiphenomenon of matter. And when you change your energy, you change your life.
I think that there are many ways how you can, let's say, motivate yourself to walk this path. So why would I face the dark side of myself knowing already that it's going to be painful? Why would I do that?
You have to accept what has happened. You need to accept reality. It's one thing to accept the fact life isn't fair, this is cruel, I don't deserve this. It's a whole nother ballgame to accept that this is what has happened and it's not changing.
Same as life, every time you face a challenge that was really, really difficult for you, but you still pushed it through somehow. You still like were patient and persevered and were consistent and still tried. And this type of challenge for me was a way bigger victory than anything that was easily attained.
I mean, everything you got inside of you, everything that you're equipped with, that You got what it takes to make it through the battle, through the storm, to the next level. Let me tell you what, faith and worry don't get along. They don't coincide. They ain't dogs, they ain't homies, they ain't brothers, they ain't friends. They can't cohabitate. You got to believe. That means you got to have faith.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
We must suffer. We must suffer. And you can run from it all you want.
Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point.
The longer you hold on to this wish, the longer you prolong your own suffering. I mean, most of human suffering, our internal pain, our anguish, it comes from the desire to have things be different than how they are. You know, there's one quote I love from the poet Rumi. Try not to resist the changes that come your way. Instead, let life live through you.
So literally saying, nothing sustainable and worth while in this lifetime comes from something that's easily attained. Facing yourself, face your shadow, face the dark side. Look at your demons.
Your lack of commitment is almost an insult to the people who believe in you. And that's what I'm trying to tell myself. There's people who believe in me. So this is what I'm telling myself right now, today. There's people that believe in me. And me having this half commitment, it's not who the fuck I am. It's not what my people, it's not what the people who believe in me deserve. And I want to give back to the people who believe in me. And everything's in arm's reach. You just have to work to get there. There is no easy road to what you want. It's a long road. Everybody that wants to do something doesn't understand the steps that you have to take to get there. And it's not just in entertainment. It's in all aspects of life, man. And that's what I learned at a young age. No matter what, you can't escape work. You can't.
To truly change is to think greater than your environment. And every great person in history knew this. Whether it was William Wallace or Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King or Queen Elizabeth I or Joan of Arc, they all had a vision. They all had an idea. Couldn't see it, couldn't smell it, couldn't taste it, couldn't feel it. But it was alive in their mind. It was so alive in their mind that they began to live as if that reality was actually happening now. So can you believe in a future that you can't see or experience with your senses yet, but you've thought about enough times in your mind that your brain is literally changed to look like the event has already happened?
Take all of the things that you got to do in a particular day and rank order them from the things that you want to do the least to the things that you want to do the most. And I guarantee one of the big reasons why you never get anything done is because you do the opposite.
You start your day off doing all the things that you want to do, and then you dread the rest of the day, and chances are you probably just end up skipping it. But if you say, hey, let me start my day off by doing all these things that I don't want to do, by the time you're done with it, you're only left with all the things that you're looking forward to. So now you're proud of yourself because you did something difficult that was uncomfortable that you didn't want to do. And now you're excited because you get to enjoy the rest of your day. And they say you can't have your cake and eat it too.
How does suffering, how does hardship, how does pain give me purpose? The process of struggle, and the one who bears it, is a process of development, of strengthening, of learning, of readjusting. But not just to anything, my friend. You are moving towards taking steps closer to embodying what you truly are.
You know what's crazy? You know you could be the one if you really wanted to, right? You know that, right? But see, you keep playing the what-if game. What if it don't work out this? What if it don't work out that? What if it do work out? Then what? You're gonna be happy, right? You can't say you want to win, but then you're scared to lose. What kind of sense does that make? If you put your head down and lock in on the vision, how could you not win? Only thing that's gonna cause you to lose is your mentality. But that's between you and you, though.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man.
The best day of a man's life is the day he realizes that nobody's coming to save him.
And I got bad news for you. There's nobody coming. There's nobody coming to save you. There's nobody coming to help you. You are the only one that's going to be able to save you.
No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. The bottom line is, no one's coming.
Nobody's coming to save you. It's up to you.
So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where it started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you.
The problems in your life are your own dang fault. And so the answer to fixing the problems in your life are in your own dang hands.
It's time to make a decision. It is time to decide who you're going to be. Are you going to be one of the millions and millions and millions of people that wishes and wants and dreams and thinks about who they want to be? Or are you going to be the person that actually becomes it?
Your potential is determined by how much uncertainty you're willing to embrace.
Whatever position you put yourself in, you gotta work yourself out of.
If you can be honest with yourself about what you truly want and take responsibility for creating it, you will.
Because you have this idea, you have this dream, you have this vision that nobody else can see.
The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by. This you will become.
No one's gonna come to help me. No one's gonna come to help me. It's me against me, period.
Are you going to lead with action, or are you going to lead with empty promises?
And a lot of people don't want to flip the script and say, the reason I'm not where I am in life is because of myself. That is a very difficult statement to admit to.
What is life? Are you happy with it? And if so, is this the intake and outtake of breath that makes you put a smile on your face? Do you even earn that? What have you done with your life to make it something else besides the normality of everybody else? The intake, the outtake of what you call light is nothing more than time. And unless done something with, it's forgotten about. There's no footprint of your existence left for anyone else to follow. Life is time. And a life that's remembered, where a footprint is followed behind in footsteps of inspiration and motivation, is when time is met with opportunity and action. They collide to be a life of remembrance.
You don't have to be special. You just have to get up every day, put one foot in front of the other, and work hard to do a little better and be a little better than you were yesterday. And one of these days, you are going to wake up and realize that you not only changed yourself, But you are now in the middle of living the life you were once jealous of.
There was something inside me that made me the person who I am today. So my mindset always was the same, exactly the same as I have right now. I'm like, if someone did it, I also can do it. And if no one did it, I can be the first one to do it.
If you're at that point in your life where you just can't take it anymore, stand your ass up and take on life again. Because yes, you can. I'd imagine you see no end to the pain, and for that I'm terribly sorry, but the pain doesn't own you. You can feel it all you want, but you're not gonna let it paralyze you anymore. Whatever takes you to that breaking point is done, because you don't break. You stand the hell up and get better in the face of every single bit of it.
And we want to think that it's other people, our past, our circumstances that are taking away our power from us and making it difficult to work. It's not. It's you. You're the common denominator in all of your failures. And even if external factors do play a role, focusing on blame is just going to keep you stagnant. It doesn't matter what was going on around you. What are you going to do now?
I think people struggle a lot with the concept that something can be.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Both painful and empowering. It's this hurts, therefore it's bad. When taking full accountability of your life with all of the deficiencies that you have may be the most painful thing that you do when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is my fault. But in saying, this is my fault, those are also the first two steps of progress, because it's my fault, not anyone else's, which means it's my responsibility and my action that can change that.
If I could instill one piece of advice into all human beings, it would simply be to believe in yourself beyond, you know, without a doubt, believe in yourself. And don't rely on anybody to believe in you. Don't rely on anybody to push you or make you better. Believe in yourself and only yourself, and allow that human being to make you a better person.
Stop wasting your gift. Every single day that you have the opportunity to get better and work on your goals and become the person you want to be is a gift. It is a blessing. There is going to come a day where the opportunity to achieve your goals will be gone. But that day is not today. And you have an obligation to take advantage of the opportunity that is right in front of you. The opportunity that if you keep ignoring, it might just pass you by.
I can't do that because I was born here. Or I can't do that because I have this issue. Or I can't do that because they made fun of me. And you know what's going to happen? Nothing.
You're going to get more of the same. You're going to get laughed at more. You're going to be ashamed more. You're going to be frustrated more. And you're going to really regret at the end of your life that you put off taking responsibility for yourself and building yourself into what could be.
And the reason why some of you are not where you're supposed to be, you've given yourself an option. You've given yourself an out. You've given yourself an excuse. You've given yourself room not to do it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. This is time for you to get up and be the best version of you. You must be your best version because somebody is counting on you.
And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parrot yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
The version of you that got here is expired. It was built to survive the last chapter, not lead the next one. You want a new level? Then build a new identity. New standards, new discipline, new mindset. You don't get to keep your old habits and expect upgraded results. That's not how this works. Figure out who the next version of you is and start becoming them now. Because the truth is, you either evolve or you stay stuck. And stuck doesn't serve you anymore.
Well, I think the deck is stacked against everyone to some degree because life is very difficult and we all die. It's like, well, what's the alternative? You just take responsibility for that and try to struggle uphill because the alternative makes everything worse.
Nobody is going to save you. Nobody is going to make it easy for you. Nobody can live your life for you, endure your pain for you, choose your struggles for you. Nobody can experience the growth that comes from loss for you. Nobody can build your confidence through 1,000 tiny failures for you. Nobody can lie awake crying about some inconsolable loss that hurts so much it creates a bottomless pit of emptiness for you. Nobody can learn the lessons for you, rebuild the pieces for you, gain the strength for you, find the confidence for you, earn the rewards for you. Nobody can write your story for you. Nobody can tell you what it all meant. Nobody can make the impossible choices and live with the eternal consequences and suffer through indecision, doubt, and regret for you. You get to do that. You have the honor and privilege to suffer and overcome that suffering. Only to suffer and overcome again and again and again. This is called being alive. It's called being human. And no, nobody else can do that for you either.
But we have to start taking responsibility for ourselves.
The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.